Right, let's talk tech now. He's the Gadget Detective on Twitter. It's Fevzy. Hello, Fevzy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, actually. Very good indeed. It was funny, after last week's show, I had so many people asking me about that cat that you were talking about.
Yeah, it's quite incredible. We still didn't get it back, and we're not going to. I think we have to, we've lost our cat.
Oh no, I was on about, you did a cat that people could stroke.
Yes, that's right. And we were testing it by giving it to...
I thought you'd lost an actual cat then. I was in a panic.
What do you mean it's not an actual cat? Of course it's an actual cat. It just happens to be animatronic. No,
I
loved that cat, but now it's gone to a person with dementia and no one's got the heart to ask for it back. So we've lost the cat that was about £100. But okay, that's fine.
Got you. Okay, well, what is your gadget of the week this week then?
Gadget of the week is it's a mobile phone. It's from Nokia. It's a Nokia 5.4. It's just out, and it's a rather... I like it because it does everything that a decent mobile phone should do, and it's £159, and that's a full price. And you know, you may even be able to get a slightly better deal around. So it's got a good size screen on it, 6.39 inches. It's an Android phone, that's to say it runs the Google's Android operating system software, you know, as opposed to Apple or what have you. The camera on it is 48 megapixels. Now, just to put that into context, I mean, that's just huge. That's gives you a really high resolution image. And one of the issues about mobile phone cameras is that almost without exception, they don't have what's called a real zoom lens, an optical zoom lens. So there's no way to zoom in, you know, by a little lens coming out and going in and out. But with that many dots in the picture, you can just not zoom and then crop it later and still have a good number of dots making up the picture and still be left with a very high resolution image. So if you, even if you cut out, you know, 90% of the dots, you still have a very, very serviceable 5 megapixel picture. So that's kind of very special. Now, one of the things also that I liked about this, which is I think noteworthy, is that Apple phones have a really big advantage. Is that Apple keeps supporting them with software updates for many, many years. You know, not unusual to have, you know, 5 years worth of updates or more from Apple. Whereas with the Android phones, there's never been a guarantee, and it's sometimes been, you get the phone and it never gets an update. And the reason why that's important is not just because you don't get all the latest features, it's because sometimes you can't access the security updates, the things where they fix the flaws that are in the software that are later found. And the reason why that's important is that those are the flaws that are used to hack people's phones. So with this phone, they've said you will get software updates for 2 years. That's to say, you know, new features, new versions of the operating system, and then security updates for an additional year on top of that. So in other words, when you buy the phone today, you're guaranteed at least 3 years worth of security updates, which is really important because a phone that can't get security updates is not safe to use, because by definition, a phone is connected, it's connected to the internet, and it can be hacked. And because although we call these things phones, you know, they're effectively handheld computers, and we do our banking and our shopping and all sorts of secure communication on them. So I like this, and I particularly like this, you know, I mean, I guess, I mean, not just for Mother's Day, but tomorrow, I think, is Mother's Day, and, you know, a lot of people still don't have adequate devices, be they our mums or our dads or other family members, maybe don't have the best devices to do video calling. And, you know, although, you know, lockdown is starting to be eased, there are a lot of people with vulnerabilities, you know, the pre-existing medical conditions, which means that a lot of people are going to be stuck at home for a long time. And £159 is not nothing, of course, but it's the sort of thing that maybe, you know, a few siblings could get together and buy for a family member. And I think it's a really nice thing because the screen is good, the memory is upgradable, unlike Apple phones, where, you know, Apple phones are a bit like the a car, where when the ashtrays are full you have to change the car, right? You can't empty it. Here with this device you can pop a memory card in and expand upon it. And the other thing I like, which is unusual in the UK, you can put two different SIM cards in it. So you can have two different phone numbers ringing on the same phone. So let's say, you know, you need to have a phone for work and a phone for home, and you don't want to carry both, you know, one for personal, one for business, you can pop both SIMs into the same phone, and you know, both will work, so you can accept calls and make calls from either card, either account. So all in all, I think it's a great phone for the money. It's fantastic. 4 stars out of 5, Nokia 5.4. It is just out, but it's, you know, it's available. If you look around, you can buy it now, and it comes in a choice of colors as well, which is kind of sweet.
I love the fact that you've completely upped the ante there from just flowers for mums tomorrow, or perhaps chocolates, to
£159
get her a phone. There'll be people panicking everywhere.
I'm not saying, oh, it's an affordable phone, and it's not the budget phones, because you can buy a phone for a lot less than that. But I thought this hit a really good sweet spot, because it depends what you need it for. Yeah, if you want a phone that, if a person, you know, people don't do it so much now, but you know, you go on holiday, you don't want to risk your really expensive phone on the beach, or you've got propensity to have a few drinks and lose it in the back of a cab or something like that, then even £159 is too expensive for that potentially. But I just thought it hit a really nice sweet spot between budget and flagship phones. You know, the flagship
phone,
I mean, a flagship phone can cost £1,400, you know, I mean, you can go silly money. So
was it cut with a teenager that was maybe going to have their first phone, or is it not cool enough for that?
Well, some teenagers would want their iPhones, wouldn't they? It really depends on the teenager. I think it's good because the camera is good, the processor is fast enough, the screen is big enough. Look, a teenager will sort of lift their nose at a lot of things, but yeah, it's good enough for them whether they think it is or not. That's
what Pepsi says.
That's a fashion question. That's a peer pressure question, whether it's good enough for them. I think they should be grateful to have it and give them gruel, is what I think.
I agree too. Right, thanks for that. 4 out of 5. We'll do a tech story next, Fevzy. It's BBC Radio Berkshire. We're talking tech with Fevzy. We've just done Gadget of the Week. Time for a tech story now, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I want to tell you one thing first. You know about that cat from Joy for All, the animatronic cat?
Yes, you can't
just,
let go of.
I've had to let go of it, but I've just received word we're going to get a puppy.
And now, is this a physical puppy or is this an animatronic puppy? Because there was a version of this available animatronically, wasn't there?
Yeah, but that was a dog. Now there's a puppy coming. It's literally later this month we're going to get a puppy.
Right.
We're going to be with puppy. It's very exciting.
That is, I'm looking. Brilliant.
You can tell I don't get out much, but look, this is... So the company that did, what's it called? Joy for All, yeah? So they did... For those that don't remember, they do the pets for, you know, people predominantly suffering with dementia or autism, or I think they're fun anyway, but, you know, that's where they're aiming it. So they had a dog. We did the cat the other week, and now there is a puppy on the way, and I'm so excited because I've just found out.
Right. So, this is going to run for you, this.
Well, hopefully the puppy won't, but there we go. So it's like that. No. I'm looking at the Andrex toilet tissue adverts now. Anyway, I don't think it'll do that.
No.
It's going to be so cute. I've seen a picture.
Look at you. You'll be on talking about that for about the next 14 weeks.
I know. And do you know what? We're not testing this one with anybody. We're keeping it.
Right. Okay. It's not going anywhere.
No, actually, we will. We'll do something. We'll make sure someone who needs it uses it. Me. Okay, fine. So the story is, I'm so sorry. Netflix is trialing a crackdown on password sharing. So under Netflix's terms, so people, you know, that don't know, Netflix is a service where you can watch movies on a subscription via internet connected devices, and under the terms and conditions that one signs up to is that you can share your password, and it can be used by members of your household, that is to say people who live with you. And there is a practice, and it's not one that I could possibly condone, but there is a practice where some people share their Netflix passwords, and people who are not members of their passwords and households and never have been can use Netflix as well. And Netflix has been aware of this problem for some time. It seems like they're experimenting with the idea of cracking down on it, sending people messages asking them if they're really a member of the household and getting them to send a code back from text message and things like that to try and verify it. Netflix, it's difficult for them in a couple of ways. One, technologically, Because even if you, what can you really prove as to, you know, how are you going to get someone to prove that they're in the same household? They don't have to be in the same building. So the, what's called the IP address, you know, the internet address when you log on doesn't have to be the same, because I could access it from work, or I could be on holiday, or any number of things. You know, there's any number of legitimate reasons why a member of the household might be physically somewhere else when they want to use Netflix. The other thing is, Netflix have done very well this year. Netflix have now added, in the last year, during lockdown essentially, they added almost 37 million new subscribers. That's about 20-odd% of their subscriber base globally in 1 year, and a year of great suffering. And you know, although they're well within their rights, just politically, one wonders if it's the best time for Netflix to be cracking down on people who are having a hard time as it is. And for many people, Netflix is the last thing, you know, stopping them from going crazy because they've been locked in their house for too long. And as we mentioned before, some people will be locked in for a good deal longer. Don't think that everyone's, you know, going to go outside and running around at the moment. That's not the case. A lot of vulnerable people. And, you know, some people will say, and I couldn't possibly agree, but, you know, if your elderly grandfather or something is stuck at home and you can share a Netflix password, you know, I just think it's not a good look for Netflix to be doing it quite at this time. But and I think they think so too, because they're experimenting with it. Some users have had this, by no means all. Just I think they're testing it. They're testing the water to see if this is something that there'll be a backlash against. And don't forget, if they charge a certain price for it, if people did all stop sharing their password, and many don't do it anyway, arguably the number of subscribers they have may go down, because it may cease to be as attractive for them at that point, albeit, as I say, it is against the terms, you know, it is widely done at the same time.
Is this not something that people with Sky Go and stuff would, you know, they're much further down the line with this, aren't they? Isn't this something you can do with other setups like that anyway?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, people who are members of Amazon Prime, for example, because they like to get their packets delivered quickly and various other benefits, you know, there's a good range of films and so forth from there. Plus, I have to say, not wishing to stick the boot into Netflix, Netflix is not what it was. And the reason for that is because when Netflix was first around, it was, you know, pretty much the first to market. And any content creator, be it, you know, Disney or whoever, were putting their content on Netflix. And Netflix was rich with really good quality films. Now what's happened in the intervening years is that all these different people, like Disney, have set up their own channel, service, online service, subscription-based. And they've taken their content off Netflix because they want to have content exclusive to themselves. You know, because if you can get everything from Disney or Netflix, then why would you sign up to Disney Plus? So, in fact, Netflix is sparser than it was in terms of getting really good up-to-date blockbuster films. You know, there are still some there. I would say Netflix's strong point actually is documentaries, which isn't very exciting, but there's actually some excellent documentaries on there. So, you know, you can learn a lot from Netflix, but I'm not sure that it's the essential that it once was, because there are so many alternatives now.
Okay, and in the meantime, you might well get this little message come up on your screen asking you to say where you are.
And don't break the rules. If you're not entitled, don't use it. I mean, I can't encourage people to do that, but the fact is it goes on. And, you know, Netflix themselves, I think their CEOs once said, password sharing is something we may have to, is their co-founder actually said, password sharing is something that you have to learn to live with, because there's so much legitimate password sharing, like sharing with your spouse and your kids. There's no bright light and we're doing fine as it is. Yeah, and that was in 2016. You know, and they're doing a lot finer now, given that they added 20% in 1 year to their subscription based. So, I think they accept it because they're doing well, and they'd suffer backlash, and they'd suffer a loss of income if they were to cut it.
Okie doke. There's also been, throughout all of this, Fevzy, a moment where I'm thinking there needs to be a Fevzy Says t-shirt, because you've been quite forthright with you. Don't do that. Don't do this. So I like that.
And give them gruel on the back, right?
Exactly, yeah. In big letters. Excellent stuff. Lovely to speak to you. Thank you very much. That's Fevzy there on Twitter. He's the Gadget Detective.